Coming up on KUCB News, the Alaska Juris is presumed sunk and a new effort to help Alaska adapt to ocean acidification. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Laura Craigle with some local news on Monday, August 1st, 2016. The search for the abandoned fishing vessel Alaska Juris has been called off. The trawler is presumed sunk in the Bering Sea in 5,400 feet of water. That's according to the Unified Command in charge of the search, consisting of the U.S. Coast Guard, the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, and the ship's owner, Fishing Company of Alaska. The Unified Command activated the fishing vessel Alaska Endeavor, the salvage tug Resolve Pioneer, and a Coast Guard C-130 aircraft for the search, but the hunt for the vessel was called off after searching from July 28th through the 30th, northwest of Adak and along the vessel's projected drift route. While the ship is missing, an unrecoverable diesel sheen was discovered in the search area. The sheen is believed to have come from the Alaska Juris, but responders say it's extremely unlikely to reach the shoreline. There have also been no reports of impacted wildlife. Meanwhile, the investigation is still underway to determine why the Alaska Juris took on water last week, prompting 46 crew members to abandon ship in life rafts. All crew members were rescued by Good Samaritan vessels and have since been taken home. Scientists have increased the alert level for Pavlov Volcano. On Thursday, the Alaska Peninsula volcano showed signs of low-level eruptive activity, prompting officials to raise its alert level from advisory to watch. Dave Schneider is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey at the Alaska Volcano Observatory.
We saw pretty vigorous degassing of steam in our web camera images, and we got some detections of volcanic ash in satellite views.
But that does not necessarily mean there will be an eruption. Schneider says Pavlov's current activity is quite a bit lower than in March, when the volcano erupted, spewing ash 37,000 feet into the atmosphere and causing dozens of flights to be canceled. Schneider also says thermal signals do not indicate that new lava is rising to the surface. But thanks to its ongoing seismic activity, he says scientists are watching Pavlov closely.
This is a very slippery volcano. It can go from sort of low-level activity and ramp up without a lot of precursor activity.
For now, scientists will keep an eye on Pavlov's temperature and ash emissions by satellite and by webcam. Golden King crab season opens today, but fishermen in the Western Aleutians are facing a deep cut to their usual quota. Driven by concern for the crab population, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has reduced their total allowable catch by a quarter. Ethan Nichols is the assistant area management biologist for Fish and Game.
There's a 25% reduction in the tack for the Western stock this year, based on declines in several stock abundance indicators. We're not exactly sure what's going on, but for the last two seasons, the tack has not been achieved.
In other words, commercial crabbers have fallen short of the target harvest from ATCO West. Nichols says he could not say how far they missed the mark. That data is confidential because only two vessels fish the western stock of Golden King crab. Nichols also could not say why Fish and Game cut the quota by 25% instead of, say, 5 or 15, but he did say why the shortfall is so worrisome. And that's because the drop-off comes after a decade of stable harvests, coupled with lower catch per unit effort and fewer female crabs.
It is a big deal. We've had a lot of concern from the Golden King crab industry. But based on those stock abundance indicators, we are taking a conservative approach.
But that is only in the western Aleutians. Nichols says the eastern fishery has performed above average for the past two seasons. So while the western quota will drop from nearly 3 million pounds to just 2.2 million, the eastern tack will stay consistent this year at 3.3 million pounds.
We're not completely sure why things seem to be going better in the east as opposed to the west.
Fish and Game will monitor the golden king crab fishery this season to see if the reduced quota helps the western stock. The fishery will close at the end of April for both the eastern and western Aleutians. Climate change may get all the attention, but it has a less talked about but no less troubling twin, ocean acidification. And a growing chorus of Alaskans, from shellfish growers to fishermen, are fretting about the potential impacts to state waters. Now, a new collaboration is aiming to bring ocean acidification into the spotlight, with the hope that better understanding will better prepare the state to adapt. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Zoe Sobel has more.
Historically, oceans are basic. That means not acidic. But about a quarter of the carbon dioxide released each year into the atmosphere is absorbed by the world's oceans, and that changes the chemistry of the seawater, making the oceans more acidic. That in turn makes it harder for ocean dwellers like crab, oysters, clams, and plankton to form shells, seriously threatening those species. Darcy Dugan is coordinator of the brand new Alaska Ocean Acidification Network, whose goal is to educate Alaskans and connect scientists across the state. She says since the Industrial Revolution, there has been an estimated 30% increase in the acidity of the waters globally.
And if you assume a business as usual scenario for emissions, then we'd be looking at the oceans being about 150% more acidic in 2100. And that's also more acidic than they've been in the last 20 million years.
The rapid change may be outpacing sea creatures' ability to adapt, and Alaska is expected to experience acidification faster and more intensely than other global neighbors because the water here is, as scientists say, cold and old. That is, cold waters and waters from the deep sea are already more acidic.
These waters naturally store more CO2 year-round, which means we're closer to a dangerous threshold to begin with. And then as winter storms bring colder water and older water to the surface, then the state can intensify.
Alaska's Bering, Chukchi, and Beaufort seas are all expected to move out of their historic range of variability. Dugan says the Beaufort Sea is expected to leave its natural range this decade. And that could affect Alaskans' way of life. That's because the species most affected by acidification, like plankton, supports the state's most important fish, like salmon.
Right now we have a $5.8 billion seafood industry, and the concern is it's not just commercial species that might be affected by ocean acidification, but the species that they eat. So once you kind of knock one part of the food chain, the whole food chain feels the effects.
Plus, she says about half the seafood in the U.S. comes from Alaskan waters. Dugan hopes that a better understanding of the chemistry and ecology will help the state respond to future changes. That's where the Alaska Ocean Acidification Network comes in. They are working to connect scientists and communities from Kotzebue to Sitka and share best practices between researchers for monitoring changes, which will enable scientists around the state to respond and adapt to major shifts in the ecosystem Alaskans depend on. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Zoe Sobel in Unalaska.
That report is from Alaska's Energy Desk, a new public media collaboration focused on energy and the environment. You can find more stories by visiting Alaska's Energy Desk on Facebook. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Laura Craigle, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.